Sheen to producers. You're turds. Producers to Sheen. You're fired. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The letter to Charlie Sheen's lawyer begins as follows. Quote, at the outset, let us state the obvious. Your client has been engaged in dangerously self-destructive conduct and appears to be very ill. It then goes on for 21 pages with footnotes, with a 10-page list of links to media coverage, and with a description of everything the producers did to save the show. The letter notes that after Sheen's three-day bender in Las Vegas, he was seen drinking the same day he was scheduled to begin rehearsing. He was late that day, missed the next day entirely, and was late the following 2 days. The letter says outtakes of Two and a Half Men show him forgetting lines, missing his marks, having to lean on the furniture. Both the president of Warner Brothers Television and the head of CBS went to his home. They had a private plane ready to fly him to rehab. But he wouldn't go, declaring he had self-healed by blinking. And instead, he began giving interviews without permission.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen.
And so, he's fired. And they are not going to pay him for the rest of the season. And in fact, will seek damages.
They're on a battlefield. And they let their emotions and their ego, basically, they strapped on their diapers.
Well, we'll see whose diaper gets wetter. Donald Trump says that Charlie Sheen will make more money than ever. And I hope so, because he'll need it. The letterhead of the law firm that sent that termination letter lists 193 lawyers. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.